Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
A few episodes, we talked about making granola.
We did.
One of the things that I liked about that was that I do have things like pepitas and currants in my cupboard and I want to use them up.
Yes.
They are not getting improved by sitting there on my shelf, right?
No, no, few things do.
I think we're all very budget conscious at the moment, right? So yeah. It's about using the things that you already have. Let's talk today about nut butter.
Sounds great, Yumi.
I'm Yumi Steins.
And I'm Simon Davis.
This is your 5-Minute Food Fix.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So there's every chance you've got one of those jars of nut butter that you bought in a well-meaning fit of, oh, I'm going to eat very healthily this month, and then it's sitting there on your shelf. And the thing with nut butter is that it will go rancid. You do need to use it. It has a finite shelf life.
It does, Yumi. Yes, you do need to use it. Mm. We've all been there before, I think, especially maybe we wanted to branch out a little bit, maybe try something other than peanut butter,
yep.
Which, you know, is an everyday staple. And we've gone there and we've tried it, and it's great.
Well, it's not that great.
Well, it can be.
I've got a jar of almond butter at my house.
Yes.
It's been sitting there for a while and I'm like, yep, today's the day. And I put some on toast and it's like, I feel like a cartoon character going, my mouth cannot turn it into food.
Into unctuous deliciousness.
No.
Okay. Well, maybe sort of start rethinking it or how you're going to do it and what you're going to put on that piece of toast with maybe some lovely ricotta in your house too. Suddenly that nut butter is lifted a little bit, maybe a little drizzle or puddle of honey or something yum. And then, you know, maybe go a little liberally, I'd say, on the nut butter if you're getting that kind of claggy mouth to it. Yeah.
I have to say what I have done to redeem it in the past is mash a banana on it. So you have the thick almond butter and it's very hard to chew through, but then you mush a banana on top and it kind of gets there with ample tea.
Yeah, that's it. It's working out managing or coping strategies sometimes for nut butter, right? And that's not a problem.
It's not, no. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't sound very appealing, does it? It's like,
No. But I suppose it's about meeting the nut butter where it is.
Okay, I like that idea. Yeah.
And then trying to, you know, widen your culinary possibilities.
Yeah, see, this is why you get paid the big bucks, Simon, because you've got a way of approaching food that is just so embracing and accepting, meeting the butter where it is. Okay, let's say you've got a jar of this stuff that you bought, you know, full of good intentions at home and it's going to go off if you don't do something with it quickly. I've got a double choc macadamia cookie recipe to share that uses up a whole cup of your nut butter.
Oh, fantastic. Problem solved.
Right? And it's so unhealthy. But listen to this. So what you do is you get 250 grams of your butter, like cashew butter, almond butter, whatever, 150 grams of dark chocolate.
Perfect partner for a nut butter.
Right, isn't it? And then you want to melt that with some olive oil and nut milk, about a third of a cup of each. Third of a cup of oil, virgin, coconut, grapeseed, whatever you've got handy. Quarter cup of milk, nut milk if you want to avoid the dairies, and then a cup of brown sugar. 2 tablespoons of maple syrup and some vanilla extract, right? Mix all that together. It's going to be sort of lumpy.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to resist.
Lumpy, bumpy, but good.
And then you're going to work it and it's going to go smooth.
Ah.
And it's going to start to look chocolatey, nutty, and really, really good. That's when you chuck in an egg. some bicarb soda, some baking powder. If you want, you can add choc chips.
Okay.
How do you feel about choc chips in a cookie?
That they only ever improve a cookie.
Right.
Really humy, yes.
Okay, because I'm half-half. Sometimes the chocolate chip isn't very good quality and I wish it were not in there.
Yeah, well, in that case, pull it out.
Yeah, you want good quality choc chips. The other thing that I'm really up for is macadamia nuts. So a whole cup of macadamia nuts go in there, right? You never regret a macadamia nut,
no,
do
you? No.
And then when all that's kind of combined, then you add your flour. So it's just 1.5 cups of plain wholemeal flour.
Healthy.
Right. Mm. Yep. And then lay them out onto a tray as cookies. It'd help if you chill the dough a bit beforehand. You know how handling it's a bit sloppy, but you know, sometimes I can't be bothered.
Sometimes it's not time.
No. And you should get 6 to 8 cookies, bake them at 180 degrees Celsius for around 15 minutes and try to resist those delicious.
I don't
nutty.
Want to. I don't want to resist them. I want to eat them all.
This has been your 5-Minute Food Fix. Don't forget we are on Instagram and TikTok and we've got pictures and we've got past episodes. So go back in our feed and don't forget to subscribe.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.